This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's time to win somebody $1,000, isn't it? Why shouldn't it be you? I'm going to make it happen any second here. There we go. All right. Woo! Ha ha! July, J-U-L-Y, July, the month of July. Text July to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you've got a chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881, July is the code word. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. July. You look like a mad scientist over there getting that sounder up.
Bryn does.
Yeah, Bryn. Bryn's right. Just like a whirling dervish.
What for?
What, everything. Every piece of audio that we ask for.
Oh, it's this like, just
he's in. Like a mad scientist. Oh, my. Oh, breaking news, everyone.
I've texted some of our people that know stuff.
Oh.
Michael Martin's probably in 10 meetings at one time, so he hasn't gotten back yet. But Jane says, the song of the summer is... Oh. Ariana Grande, No Tears Left to Cry, and yes... Drake, in my feelings, Kiki does love him.
Thanks, Jane.
Thanks, that's what we said.
So there's the songs of the summer.
I like that Ariana Grande song.
It grew on me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I first heard it, I was like, those aren't the jams that she's good at.
Yeah. No more tears left to cry. Wow, yeah, it's fun. I like it. There's a lot to listen to there.
She's really made an honest guy of that Pete Davidson too, hasn't
she?
They're going strong. Congratulations.
I think that's already past the date I said they'd break up.
Yeah, I predicted they'd make it forever.
Yeah, you did. So far, so good, Vin.
Okay.
Because I love everyone.
That is true. No one loves love like Vinny loves love.
Right.
No one. You're unique in the way you love love.
I know. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
I like it.
Hey, guys. In California, kids have to be 5 by September 1st to start kindergarten.
Oh, so she couldn't anyway.
My son's B-Day is November 20th, so he was almost 6 when he started.
Yeah. I started at 4, and I wished that I had started later. Like, in retrospect, you know, it would have been nice to have another year before I started. My mom was like, get out.
Well,
she had 2 little ones at home. Sarah, off you go.
Oh, because you were the oldest.
Yeah.
She already had 2 little ones?
Yeah. By the time I was 3, she had 2 other kids. Me and my brother and sister are all less than 2 years apart. I know.
How apart are your kids?
19 months.
19 months.
Yeah, we did them quick. Quick turnaround. But there's arguments for both. It was nice to have all the stuff and not have gotten rid of it and had it all there, and we just stayed in baby mode all that time. But man, wait until the kid's 5 years old. That's great. She gets real time with the parents, and you.
Oh, you mean what I did?
Yes, you.
Well,
the
I was
clock
trying
to
not to have any more kids.
Right.
So.
Oh no,
I mean,
you tried for years and years. You lasted a solid 4 years.
Right.
Then what happened?
Then she wanted.
You know.
Another
then
one
talking and, happened, and then. You know,
negotiating.
Well, look, there's some part of that had to do with me feeling like, you know, if my grown daughter is looking at me going, I could have had a sister and you're the reason I don't. And I was thinking, boy, that's not going to be a fun conversation. Crunch.
Yeah. Christina would be like, well, I was going to make you a sister or a brother, but your dad said no. So,
oh,
that's so, why you're an only child.
Yeah. Mm.
But of course, now she'll be like, you said yes to this. I hate this kid.
I have explained to them, though, that, you know, dad's got his radio thing going. But when that goes away and it, you know, I'm happy to do it. I love it. I'm happy to be here. And
as long as
we can. But when it's done, Dr. Dad's in, checking in. He's going to surf every day, and he's going to, you know, he'll do the soccer practices or whatever.
I don't know if I'll be able to make it back in time for soccer practice. You should think about an Uber. I hear they're great.
You know, that's how that goes.
Yep.
408 says, even if GPS is off, you still ping off cell towers. It's not as specific as GPS, but they
Gives
get your general
idea.
Area.
Sure.
I learned that on Forensic Files. LOL. Oh. Yeah, I mean, that's... I remember my brother going, man, these phones, they track you. I'm like, who's tracking you? And what... I mean, where do you think... He was right, though. They're tracking you.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, luckily they're tracking us all. And there's a whole lot of us.
Right.
So, you know, you can track me all you want. I'm super boring. I'm here or I'm at home. It's no mystery.
408 says, yes, time flies. Sending my eldest off to college tomorrow.
Aww.
And a high school junior.
Mm. It does go fast. Look how old we all are. We were just kids when we started this job.
Well, I mean.
Well, we were in our 20s.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not kids.
That's, you know, I consider 20-year-olds to be kids.
Now that we're.
You were 29.
I still think of Bryn as being a kid. It's 35.
How about me?
Yeah, I was a kid when I started too.
Nah, you're looking old now.
You have a full head of gray hair.
You were a kid for a long time, but then you hit 40 5 years ago. So. How old are you?
43.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
43.
I remember when Vinny turned 43. It was not that long ago, mm-hmm. You know? When it was, you know, in the last 10 years. How old do you know? 49.
That when so he wrote that on
he
the...
Wrote, that's when he wrote 43 on that, and it's on the window, and it's still there.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's because they don't wash the windows.
I think that's why.
That's why.
Because I think it wipes off.
No, it's just dry erase.
Yeah.
Of course it comes off.
Yeah, nobody's ever washed those windows.
No one's ever washed these windows.
Let me see some.
No, don't wipe it off. It's.
Oh, use the thing. Tell him to use...
It comes right off.
Oh, my God. Comes right off.
We should have an intern do that.
I
you
like
want
it.
To work for us, by the way?
Daniel's saying no. Yeah, we need fall interns. Send an email, cover letter, and resume to uzette@radioalice.com. You got to get college credit for it.
Mm-hmm. Our school district, San Mateo, Foster City, got out June 22nd and starts tomorrow.
Oh.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Says 650.
It's not long enough.
Sarah.
What?
We just bought a house in the Oakland Hills that looks like the Sinatra house, built in the 50s, original owner. Mm. 6 bedrooms, glass walls, $1.5 million.
Oh, congratulations.
Come decorate it for me, she
oh,
says.
Oh, my God. That would be a dream. If I'm ever not doing this job, I will totally do that.
Well,
yeah,
you can do
great.
Both.
I can't do both.
What are you talking
I don't
about?
I have that kind of energy. I need a nap in the afternoon.
Right.
925 says, so happy you are promoting Glassy Baby. I own about 26 and give them instead of flowers. You know what? I am going to start doing that now, too.
Yeah, they're lovely.
I got flowers. What day did I can't remember why I bought them for. But they...
Because you love her?
Well, I know, but... And I... It was fine, but they just... They go away. Glassy Baby's cool.
Yeah.
She'll still have them.
Drop a votive in it. Lights up the room. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, what you spend on flowers, get yourself a Glassy Baby.
They looked so cool. They were like these orange roses, super neat, like multicolored thing. But they got ugly as they were dying,
they
boy.
They do. Oof. And the thing about flowers, too, is that eventually they like even the vase starts to smell bad. And you got to deal with these dead flowers. Get a Glassy Baby.
415 says Led Zeppelin has 9 studio albums.
9 studio, huh?
I think they had 9 albums in 6 years. I think the 6 is the years they were active.
Bless you.
Thank you. Boy, I'm allergic to something in this room.
You know what? Everyone around us has been sneezing.
Is
My
it
eyes
me?
Have not stopped watering.
You only sneeze around me? Is that what you're saying?
I think as soon as we walk in the door.
I think it's
elevators.
Super dusty. I know, it's funny because I don't sneeze all that much in real life. And then I walk out, it might be the fluorescence or something. As soon as I'm in this.
I only wear soap and deodorant.
It's not you, Vin, don't worry.
And Tide.
It's not you.
All right. 415, song of the summer is Girl Like You by Maroon 5.
Girls like you, ding, ding, guys.
I do love that, yeah. That's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. 510 has a question for you two boys in there.
Oh, what is it?
Vinny and Bryn, did doing it become less fun when you knew it was to have a baby?
Well,
Vinny, you first.
Your thoughts?
The image that just crossed my mind is not one that was fun. It sort of stands out in my head, but most of it was very fun, yes. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's weird to have it be purposeful, mm-hmm. but there was a point after we did it for like every day, I want to say for 2 weeks. Mm. And there at the end, there was a cutoff where I was like, we're done trying after this. If we're not pregnant, we're done.
How long did you try for with the second one?
Yeah.
How long because she was 39?
This is sort of a story I feel kind of uncomfortable telling, but we had a misfire.
Oh. Mm.
So we got pregnant that right up, like, snap, and then it misfired. And so that was like, ay.
How long ago was that?
That was the first month we tried. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That was like, I forget. Okay. I don't know. I can't tell you. And then we had to wait a month mm-hmm. because of the way that was off. Then we tried again. Anyway, in the end, there was this last month where we were trying, and I remember just being like, I don't think it can do it today.
You've done it so many times in a row.
And I remember sneaking off by myself trying to look at naked lady pictures to see if I could get movement. Just aww. Like...
Am I dead down there?
I don't know. In the end, I struggled through it, and it happened.
Oh, but, good for you! You made it happen.
But boy, to have the offer of a real naked lady in front of me, or at least the thought of it coming in the next couple hours, and me thinking like, I don't know if I can.
It's day 14. I just don't know if I can muster
a lot of days, day after day. Oof. But it did end up working out.
Yeah. Great,
Bryn.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Oh my God.
Well, luckily it wasn't like so much pressure and a buildup. It was more like, let's see if it happens. If it happens, it happens. And
oh yeah, I had an end date.
Right.
Like we were on this, it's this time or it's not.
So what happened, Bryn?
Nothing that happened.
How long did it
Cameron.
How many months?
You know what? I can't even say because it happened like quick.
Oh.
Yeah, as soon as she was
when
off
you
the,
decided it was happening.
The BC
it was, happening.
Was like, BC, it's a thing. People is say that.
What's BC?
Before child?
No.
Birth control.
Oh, birth control.
Before Christ.
Oh.
Before
child.
Before Christ enters your womb.
Come on, it's funny. Before child.
Sorry.
Jesus.
What?
Nothing. Ha, come on, Adele.
Oh, you finished the last one.
510 says, Vinny, tired kids and puppies are well-behaved kids and puppies. Yeah.
Yeah. Get them tired.
Yeah, she loves swimming too, so that's been the thing.
Although you can get past the point where they're tired, and then they become little monsters.
Well, right.
You need to get them, tire them out with the aim of this is the bedtime.
Or the hungry thing.
Oh, oof. God.
What
no one's hangry like
hungry.
A little
eat
kid.
Eat a piece of cheese, you
anything.
Rat.
God.
My God.
Could you be more annoying?
Hey, you rat.
That's everybody, though. Even I, you know, everybody gets hangry. I do.
Yeah, but she doesn't know that's why she's behaving that way. Right. So she's just behaving like a tyrant, and you're like, clearly you haven't eaten. Have some Cheerios or anything.
Right.
Before I ground you. God, you can't talk to people like that.
Oh, it's only just begun. She'll be a teenage girl soon.
What do you know?
I know. I was always very grateful for my teenage boys. Well, my friends were all going through it with their teenage girls. Yikes. She'll probably be fine with you, Finn. I was always really nice to my dad.
Oh, you weren't a nice teenager?
I know it's probably surprising to hear, but I was an awful teenager.
Mm.
My mom and I.
What happened?
We just we didn't get along.
How about now?
Yeah.
408 says, it's Barbara Streisand.
Mm-mm, it isn't.
The best singer of all time.
No.
You sure?
I'm positive. She has a good voice. I mean, she has a great voice, even. I just, you know, she's not my favorite.
415 says, for once I'm with Salad. I hate it when people call off summer in August and Halloween candy is in stores now. WTF.
Yeah, forget it. It's ridiculous. People, why are you rushing everything? Time's already going by too fast. Can the kids please go back to school after Labor Day? when they're supposed to, in the fall, or not even in the fall, like close to fall.
This is my favorite time of year, though. Summer's ending.
It's not ending.
Fall's
it's not
right
ending
here.
For another month and
football's
a half.
Back. The surf is about to get good again. I've been off all summer from surfing and just about to get back into my game. Can't it's wait.
People like you, you're so frustrating.
I love it. Oh, God, it's great.
Hey, have you noticed on Big Brother, no one says frustrating? They say frustrating.
Why?
Have you noticed the new word the kids are saying is extra?
Yeah.
You into that?
Is that like random?
What does that mean? Like,
you're so extra.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I hear it too. It's
you know,
not
it's,
good.
It's funny. I asked my missus and she goes, yeah, I know what that means. Of course. And I'm like, oh, you're one of the kids.
Well.
You over there. Like, you know. She goes, yeah, I know. It's what, and she's.
Well, she's 10 years younger than you, so.
Nine.
Hmm. Probably works with a lot of hip kids
yeah,
in the sales
the
force.
That is so extra.
I hate that.
It makes
Vinny,
me very frustrated.
I cannot believe you shut down Carry On Wayward Son.
Yeah, Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny.
Oh, sorry.
You should be sorry.
Of
we
all
were
the
just,
classic
we were rocking
rock,
that out.
Of all the classic rock bands you could have named, you named Kansas?
Yeah, because Carry
know,
On
right?
My Wayward Son is freaking awesome.
Wayward
Crank it up.
Son.
Crank it up. Peace when you are done.
Oh, he just wants you to sing it.
Yeah, crank sing it.
Crank it up.
Don't you cry no more. Now.
And now to take us into commercials.
Crank it up. Here we go.
It's Kansas.
Oh, God.
Wow. Oh, feels good. Let
what
it wash
was that,
over you.
What was that Bill O'Reilly flip out? He was like, and now to take us out.
It's Sting.
It was supposed to be Sting.
Out.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Come on.
No, don't, do not stop
let's,
this.
No, stop
do
it because I don't want to get in trouble from Michael.
Stop this.
Oh.
Stop
playing,
it.
Do not
now.
Stop this.
This
play
is not
too
very
much crappy
Alice-y
music.
People.
Stop this. Do not stop this and stop this. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening today. I believe that this is going to be a really great week. I don't. Do you have any feeling about when the baby's coming? Like, I'm hoping it comes on Saturday, 81818.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that the day?
Saturday.
That's the day she wants.
Okay.
Well, I just think that's such a great date to be born. You know?
Why is that again?
81818. You
that doesn't mean anything to me.
It just repeats.
It's just a repeating number. It's a cool date.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay.
I want that. Are you exhausted? Are you okay?
I'm just trying to figure you out right now.
I'm impossible to figure out.
She likes patterns, you know?
Yeah, like a pattern.
81818. Like in Asian tradition, usually
way.
It's...
The threes.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I prefer 17. I'm going to say 17 because that's my favorite number.
817.
17's your favorite number?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, because I remember being 17. I really enjoyed it. And then I always liked that song, 17. Sexy and 17.
Oh.
Sexy and 17.
By the Stray Cats.
Yeah.
I love them, too. I didn't know you like country music.
It's not country. Music. It's rockabilly.
Yeah.
Whatever. You don't know.
I don't know, actually. But it ain't country. I do know that.
Yeah, we don't know much, but we know that that's not country.
You guys, you don't know stuff.
Oh, my God. All right, listen, have a great day. Lexi up next?
Yeah, she is.
All right, Lexi.
Lexi. How's that song go again? Lexi. I don't remember.
It's like that. Something like that.
Lexi. Oh, yeah. He spells it.
Lexi.
Enjoy her show. She's excellent.
Yeah, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.